Eile Tore ist neuer. Rav Hutner will bring down what we found twice in the Torah that they build houses from wood. Teva Snoyach and the Mishkan. Says Teva Snoyach was built that the water will not come into the Teva. They covered it from outside with Zephes, all protected. But the main point of the Teva is that the water will not come into the Teva. They also built a house from wood in the Mishkan for Ashras HaShchina. There they didn't put no Zephis outside. We want everyone to come in. They took off, when they made the Bezom and Azariah, the Nasi, they took off the guard. It's no guards but the Midrashas. We want everyone to come in. We make the Mishkan that is Mokim Ashras HaShchina. The Shechina has to have a Mokim, a place, a Beis Kibur. He said, in the old days, he said, the yeshivas were like a Mishkan, a place that you sit and learn, and the door is open. He says, today, that the street is so dangerous, and it's full with so much bad things, the yeshiva is not only a Mishkan, the yeshiva has to be also a Teva Snoyach. Not only that some Mokrim people get together to learn, has to be a place that protects you from the outside bad things. Rav Hutner meant to explain that it's not enough for a person to know he goes to the Beis Medrash to learn. The Beis Medrash has to be like a Koyach of a Teva. What is a Koyach of a Teva? That nothing comes in. And the time that he learns, he's protected. If water comes in, the Teva could drown. If a person goes into the Beis Medrash, he doesn't shut his phone. So he has to check who calls him. The Teva is open already. So the Yitzhak gets that friend that he didn't speak for 20 years to call him on the first day of, in the middle of the morning Seder. His phone is closed, that friend can't call. He finds the next bad bocher and he speaks to him. If you leave the door open, the Yitzhak comes in. You have to have a table. And only like this you save. And even Chas V'Shalom, someone later in life has to go out to work. He can't stay in learning. And he has an hour that he's Yitim Latoiro. That hour also he has to protect. He has to put it with a teva. That no one comes in. He has the hour that he learns, the 2 hours that he learns. The Zayn Eilik, the Zayn Kodesh. A place that is open is not a teva. A place that everyone could come in is not a teva. You have to know Bez Hashem when you get married. You have to shtel a house, it's a teva. In the old days of Rav Hutner was enough that you have a mishkan. Miyachet, my place. In our days, a yeshiva bacher needs a teva. Noyach cannot be saved, like we'll see in a second. Only when he's in a teva, when he's a mokim nivdo. I'll explain it soon from the Alshach. Eile told us, Noyach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo bedei roiso, vese elokim ishalech Noyach. Rashi says, Eile told us, Noyach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo bedei roiso. So first is the Ore Bepshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Noyach ish tzadik tomim. Two titles, Tzadik and a Tomim. In the end of the parsha, Vayomer Elokim leNoach, Perek Zayin Posuk Aleph, Bo Ato v'chol Beischo l'Teivo, Ki Oischo Roisi Tzadik l'Fonai b'Doir Hazeh. Like Rashi and Kashe, we started Parshas Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tomi moyo b'nei roiso. Noach is a tzadik and a tomi. We get the perek zayin. Vayomer Hashem l'Noach, oischo roisi tzadik, you're a tzadik. What happened to the tomi? So Rashi tells on it. Rashi says, mitzvah shvochri shel odom b'fon. When the Parsha tells us who is Noach, Noach is a tzadik, is a tomi. Hashem tells Noach, come Noach, you good. Tzadik. Tomi is also a tomi. Pshat from Rashi. But the Welt fragt, so maybe tell Noach, you're a tomi. Why the tomi is a tzadik? Maybe tzadik is better than the tomi. Also by us it says, Noach is tzadik, tomi bedoy roisov. Emre Hashem and Noach boy on the table, כי אויסכו רואיסי צדיק לפונאי בדויר הזה. ומילא מקצס אוסו עד הדויר אויסוב. לפורים הוא צדיק בדויר אויסוב. All different generations. זוג דבס יוסף, נויח passed in his life couple generations. He passed דויר המאבול, and he passed, we'll see later, דויר האפלוגת. He was in both generations. Doir HaMabul had Gilui HaRayas. Doir HaFloge was Apikosi, right? Nasser and Hashem, they wanted to get up to the sky. We'll see later what exactly he wanted to do. A guy that doesn't do Gilui HaRayas is called a tzaddik. Yosef HaTzadik. Why Yosef HaTzadik is called? What was the Yaakov HaTzadik? Why is called Yosef HaTzadik? We say in Yom Kippur Kodesh, Rachmona Yiskalon, Tzchuse, the Yosef Tzadiko. Why Yosef is a Tzadik? Stayed in Zohar because he was Oymed in the Nisoyen of Eishes Poitifa. A guy that doesn't do Gilui HaRayis is called a Tzadik. A guy that doesn't do Avodah Zarah is called a Tomi. It says, תומים תהיה עם השם אלוהיך, לא ימוצא בכל מעביר בנוי וביתו אל המולך. שנח הוא צדיק ותומים. צדיק דויר המאבול, and he was a תומים דויר האפלוג. So when we give a title to נויח, נויח איש צדיק, תומים בדויר איסוף. And when Hashem tells him now, come into the table, I want to save you from the מאבול, then you tell him one thing. Noach, ki oischo roisi tzadik, you're not doing Gilui HaRayis, you have to go into the table. So the HaFlog, the HaMabul Be'etzem was full with Gilui HaRayis. So Eile told us, Noach, Noach ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'dei roisi. Rashi brings down, everyone knows the famous Rashi. Yesh mi rabiseinu doshi moisei leshvach. כל שכן שאילו היו בדויר צדיקים היו צדיק יויסר. ויש את דורשים יויסר לגנאי, אם היו דויר של אבות, בדויר היו צדיק, אילו היו בדויר של אברום, לא היו נחשב לכלום. Famous Rashi, יש דורשים יויסר לשבח, זה סתם, I remember when I was a kid, I heard, יש מרבי סיינו שדורשים יויסר לשבח, כל שכן אילו היו בדויר צדיקים היו צדיק יויסר, יש דורשים יויסר לגנאי, אילו היו בדיוק היו צדיק, אילו בדיוק של אברהם לא היו נחשב כלום. So I was a kid, I heard, I don't remember from who, maybe someone חושב. Rashi starts, יש מרבסינו שדורשים היו של השבח. כל שכן בדיוק. ויש שדורשים היו של הגנאי, בדיוק היו צדיק, אבל בדיוק של אברהם. ולגנאי, Rashi doesn't call them רבסינו. Person that looks on people with גנאי, you don't call him Rabbi Sein. Rabbi Sein will look at everyone in a positive way. A rabbi that doesn't have a good eye to understand, to be there for the Talmidi, Nishkin Rabbi Sein. Nishkin Rabbi Sein. Maybe a Talmid Chochem, maybe he can get something like a good Shir, Rabbi Nishkin Rabbi. Rebbe is how Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen when he ran after the Shepsel and he took him on the shoulder. Rabbi Seinu is Doshim Leshvach. Yes, Doshim Legnachia. But Rabbi Seinu we call the Doshim Leshvach. Choose a Rebbe, Alamor, someone that is Derech Leshvach. That's what I tell you, I can't know it's the Gevalt of Moshe Shtern, but I can't. But a beautiful. Beautiful thought. I the belt asked, like, what is the problem? Why Tlignai? Why Lignai? You could darshan Lishvach and darshan Lignai. Why Lignai? So Chazanish says that it's not a machlekes. Nayach was a tzaddik b'deiroisov. In proportion to his generation, he was a huge tzaddik. In the day of Avraham Avinu, he for sure would not be considered a tzaddik. But if Noach would live by Avram days, Shtel Tzachtzu, how big he would be then. When everyone is so bad, he managed to be like this. For sure, if he would be B'derech Shel Avram, it would be much more. So it's not a steer. Avade, the first man of Avah says, look what he did now, what if he would be later, he would be much more. He had a notion that, but it's the Maise, it's a Gnai. Pshat, in proportion to his generation, he was so big. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshid. But what we have to learn from this? We have to learn from this a big insight. A person grows lefi the chevra that he's around. Moshe ben Azmani, if a guy learns 2 hours, sorry, 4 hours, it feels like amazing. If the Azmani learns 4 hours, he feels like garbage. What is the difference? This Sunday, if you learn 4 hours, you will give out it, yeah? Yesterday, if you learn 4 hours, Shmach HaBachar. Not in the mirror, yeah? What's the pshat? A person measures himself lefi crowd that he's around, lefi yischev. Neach tzadik b'deiroisov, b'deiro shel Avraham, for sure it would be much better. But it's a gnai. Lemaise, he learned 2 hours. He learned 4 hours. B'yachas to his dough, this is the gnai. This is what the Chazon Ish says. A person, alamol, has to put himself in a better crowd, in a better matzah, goes with Azmani. Go with better friends. So everyone will learn 4 or 5 hours. You'll feel you also have to learn 4 or 5 hours. If you go with Shvachi guys, if you learn 10 minutes Mishabur after Shachis, you'll feel you're Beseder. If you went to a minion once a day didn't go Bichlal, you might feel like you're Rabbi Behegel already. Before I go to what I want to say, I saw what Moshe Shtarbuch says, Yish Doshim Moshe Legnai, everyone was machshim. So Vaistos, he was not making so much mechoes. He was not a kanoi enough. Because if it would be a kanoi, not everyone in his generation would agree that he's a tzaddik. So that's what I mean is a gnai, that he was not a kanoi in making the mechoes. What is wrong? Ruhi Madvorim. But the kasha is as it. Is a gemore in a madir. Rabbi Yishob ben Levi was a tzaddik gomo. He went in alive to Gan Eden. The gemore says, Ki habe shochi, when he was about to die, Omru le lemalach hamoves, zil avid le reusa. Go do Rabbi Yishob ben Levi, his rotzen before he dies. He came over to Rabbi Yishob ben Levi, the Malach HaMoves, and he told him, I was sent before I'm going to kill you. I have to do what you want. So Rabbi Yishob ben Levi said, please show me my place in Gan Eden. Malach HaMoves said, okay, hold on. I'll take you for the trip. He said, you're holding your knife. I'm scared from the knife. The knife that you died with. That knife touches you, you die. I can't enjoy seeing my chelik in Eilam Abba when I see the knife by you. Take the knife. When he came and he showed him, he said, pick me up, I want to see it from on top, a better view picture. So the Malach HaMoves picked him up, Rabbi Yishob ben Levi took a jump and jumped into Gan Eden. So Malach HaMoves, he can't go into Gan Eden, but he managed to catch on to the gown Rabbi Yishob ben Levi. And he started to pull Rabbi Yishob ben Levi back. Omar Bishua ben Ezek Mori Ksubes per Kamada, the last stage. Omar Bishua ben Levi Beshvue de Loi Hadarme. Shvue de not coming up. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. If in this world he made a Tolas Nadorim, what would he matter the Shvue? If he was Ish Emes, he never broke his word, we will not make him break his word. They checked him, Shvue Levi was never matter the Nadorim, they told him to stay. Al Chavo was asked back for his knife, they said he needs it yet. So they gave him back the knife. Yeah, it's a different kind of knife. Yeah. Eliyahu Hanavi came and started to say, "Panu mokim lebar levai, panu mokim lebar levai." Could be it's only when a live person comes to Gan Eden, the whole system is different. So Eliyahu was starting to make plays. You know, Ozas from Shom Levi is marching in Gan Eden to his area. Maybe with some of the eyes, he just, you know, sneaks into the place. Over here, he flunked in. And he was walking, and he passed, and he saw Rav Shimon Bar Yochai sitting on 13 chairs of gold. They're not exactly, it's not one on each other. Yeah, but he's sitting on 13 chairs of gold. Omar Lei. Bishua Bar Yochai appointed Bishua Ben Levi. Niras Rakeshes Beyomecho. When you were alive, is that a rainbow? Omaleh? Yes. Omaleh im Kain Ein Ato Bar Levi. I'm Bar Levi. What is Ein Ato Bar Levi? Zogt Rashi. Ein Ato Roi Lakruz Hazeh Shemachrizim Panu Mokri. שהקשס אינוי אלו אויס בריס שלו יחורה ואוי לו ואם יש צדי גומר בדויר אין צורך אויס the קשס comes because Hashem wants to give a mabul. Shom believe if you're a tzaddik had to be no mabul. Obviously you're not a tzaddik. I didn't know how Shom is פשט עם רשי. So I had Shvel. That was a bach. I don't understand. Noach is a tzadi gomu. Mekol shikim b'deiru shel Avrom. If Noach is a tzadi gomu, so how the mabul came? So we see a tzadi cannot stop the mabul. Lefi yesh dorshim l'shvach. Yesh dorshim l'shvach. Yesh dorshim l'shvach. Maybe Shim Bar Yochai was dorshim l'gnai. But lefi Shim Bar Yochai, לפי רשי, נויח את צדיק וכל שכם בדרך של אברהם. But the mabul happened. Hashem says in the end of the parasha, I will not let this thing happen again. And every time when I feel that I want to do that, I will do a rainbow, I'll be a keshes, and we'll stop. Now, Shimon Bar Levi is coming to the Shomayim. And Eliyahu Hanavi says, Panu Mogim, Fregdim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, tell me, in your days was a keshes? He says, yes. Doesn't, so you're not Bar Levi? You're not Roy to the cruise? Shakesh is always Bris to Oilom Shelo Yechorev. If you're Tzadi Gomor in Tzori Chotz. And the Gemara answers, Velohi was never a Keshes. It was a Hanove. You see that even a prisoner never lied, but you're allowed to say, Velohi. Velohi. Never happens, I think. But the shaila is, why Noach didn't say? It's a starke kash, it's a sheine kash, it's a psakushi chadosh. Something you go over and say over in Shabbos. So I have two terutzim. One terutz I heard from Rebbe Povalsky, I asked my Rebbe. One terutz I heard from my father. Rebbe Povalsky answered me. There are two kinds of tzaddikim. Rashi says, and the pasuk, ki liyomim oid shivo. Ve'em Hashem al-Moyach bo'y al-Tevo, ki liyomim oid shivo, anoichim mamtir al-Oretz. What is yomim oid shivo? Rashi, eilu shivas yimi ibris mesushelach ha-tzaddik. שחוסק לשבורכו על כבוידוי ואיקה וספורנוס. Mr. Shalach was Nifter, and for the 7 Yemei Avelis, Hashem delayed the Mabul till after the Yemei Avel of Mr. Shalach. Love a frag in Akash. Why? Why it was delayed in the Yemei Avel of Mr. Shalach? So I saw the Moshe Shtelbuch says a Givaldi Gival. He says, you know, when people go to Shiva house, a lot of time you do tshuva. You see, look, the guy is 100, 900, I don't know what he was, 900. 60, how much? No, one of the older people in the world, right? So, Shella, how much you live? I remember. I'm not young. Shama is Mishishim Shana, but Shama is Shama. 960. One of the older people in the world, yeah? And he's a tzaddik, and he dies. So everyone realizes in the end you come to the Shemayim. So it was a hope that the Dor HaMabul will do tshuva. Everyone goes. Even Mr. Shalach, it looked like he will live forever. He's been 1,000 years around, yeah? And it was a tzaddik. And he's gone. Because the older ones later started to die younger, yeah? So Shalach was from the older people. He's living 1,000 years already, yeah? And the little people here, the little ganovim, they see the guy dies. Aber bepashtes Hashem was chasam kvoidish in Mesu Shelach. So there's two tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik that he's mekarev the oilom, he's involved. And there's a tzaddik that lives on his own. A tzaddik that is involved with the oilom, Hashem can't give him mabul because he's a part of the oilom. A tzaddik that lives separately, Hashem could give him mabul. He lives on his own. And he himself will put him in a table. We'll put him in a separate box. Noach was a tzaddik that lived on his own. We'll see later. May Noach zoisli, zog de zoyar. Why it's called in the Haftorah, May Noach shehoyo lo li yispalel al doiroi velo yispalel. But now, the Rishonim, that Noach had a punishment like Gehenna. He was 12 months in the Teva. Rashi says, bleeding. And he couldn't move. Rashi brings down. It was mamish, he mutched. Noach, even if he's a tzaddik, he can't save. Because he's an individual person. He's not a part of the crowd. Mesu Shelach was a part of the crowd. Mele Mesu Shelach was me'akev the mabul. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is a kind of a tzaddik that mixes with the crowd. The Gemara says in Amadir that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, every sick person, he would sit near him and he would mikrach ba'adayu ba'osik ba'iraise. Omar ayeles ahuvim, they kind of, they had like a machel, they had like bugs. It's very catchy and mamish, everyone died. So everyone moved away from them. Shoba Levi was sat together with them and he learned. Omar Ayelas Ahuvim Ayelas Chen Im Chen Mala Alagneo Aguen Elo Magne. So Shoba Levi is a kind of person that does for the crowd. If he's a tzaddik, a mabul can't happen. Noach, even though he's a tzaddik, but he was on his own. He was not involved with the Olam. He can't say. This was the Teira of Revel Poraz. This is the Teira of Revel Poraz. My father said a better terence. Rashi says, you see, Ksuvis, the last page in Perek Amadi. Omar lo im kein ein ato bar levai. Ein ato roi lakruz hazeh shemachrizim panu mokoim. Shehakeshes ois bris lo oilom shelo yechorev. Vim yesh tzadi gomur ein tzorich ois. Why? So the Marsha understood Pshad because the tzaddik could save. So there's no reason for a mabul. So there's no reason for the rainbow. No. The tzaddik is the ois. It sounds sisrateir, but in a second I'll show you the tzaddik. Hashem wants to give a mabul. So what stops it? He gives the keshes. What happens if he gives the keshes? So it's the ois. When there's a tzaddik, the tzaddik is the keshes. The tzaddik is the rainbow. for the Lashon HaRashi. V'im yesh tzadi gomur ein tzori chois. So the Marsha, why? No. Because the Mabul is a reason, the Keshis is to stop the Mabul. If the Tzadik will stop the Mabul, there's no reason for that. No. The Tzadik is the Ois. So first, what is the answer? So before the promise of the Keshis, the Tzadik can't stop the Mabul. Only after the Aftocha, there will be no more Mabul. Just you need a reminder, the Tzadik is the Ois. Loshen Rashi is Medugdik. I know it sounds very strange. There's a song we sing in like Boimer. I don't know, the American island one sings it, but here we sing it. There's one singing, Bar Yochai Nimshach Ta'ashrecho. Shem Etzosim. And then there's another song we sing, Ve'amartem Kol Echai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ve'amartem Kol Echai, Rabbi Shimon. Then we start all different pieces. I'm going to the one, I think, the 21. Kol Yomov Asher Choyo, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, yeah? Kol Yomov Asher Choyo, Oisa Keshes Loi Miro. If he had a Keshes, he would not tease him Shir Levi, eh? Kol Yomov Asher Choyo, Oisa Keshes Loi Miro, Ki Hu Ois Oilom Oyo Adonainu Bar Yochai. Kol Yomov Asher Choyo, Oisa Keshes Loi Miro, Ki Hu Ois Oilom Oyo Adonainu Bar Yochai. He's a Ois. So this was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling Rabbi Shimon Levi. If you're a tzaddik, you know this. And this is what the Arshech really says. The Arshech says, why Noach had to make a table? Why Hashem didn't tell Noach, go on the top on the Everest and stay there and I will make the rain. I have to go around there. Zog the Arshech. One teretz is, he says, so we know Rashi brings down that Hashem wanted everyone to see Noach building the teva to do tshuva. Rashi brings down a chazal. That the purpose of the teva was not really to save Noach. Hashem made it in such a way that everyone will see that Noach is misasek and building the teva. The Alshel says, Val Noach did not daven al bnei doiroi, and he didn't try to be machzir them b'tshuva. So he got punished that he cannot sleep and he cannot eat and he has to be busy the whole time. Keneged shlo yomenad sheinu meinu liyisroya v'manig liyodom liyashrom nigzar alo liyisroya lebalechayim batevo lenad sheinu meinu leachilo yikolechot bezmanoi v'yonoyach tzoyek as I said in Tanchumo hoitzieini mimazger nafshi. ולא ירשו הקדוש ברוך הוא לוצץ על ידבי זכוינש כנגד משפט הראשונים בגהנם ידבי זכוינש. רמושה שטרנבוך says that it's even more from that, very geschmack. He said the punishment was not stop a punishment. Hashem told him everyone is dying, but no, don't worry, you'll be okay. He said, okay, they're bad, let them to die, yeah? Bad people to Gehenem, I will stay here. Hashem told him, no, you can't manage it, y'all. The world cannot be only with you and the animals. You cannot handle the animals. You need. But the Maharal says what we said before. Val Noach did not try to be machzir b'tshuva. You cannot save Noach really, because the door is reshoim. The only way to save Noach is to put him in a box and to build a different world. It's brought down in the Sforim. The Teva was keilu a different world. Was a kloy on the veld, and Noach was in the table. It's brought down in the Zohar, and I want us to say over a shtickle from Bianca Legalinsky. I was very removed from it. May Noach, when you read the Novi and the Haftorah, the Haftorah calls the May Noach Zoisli. And you see in the Haftorah and Posuk Tes, Ki Mei Noach Zoisli. So the Novi means that it will never happen again. Why it's called Mei Noach? Ho Egel Asher Oso Aaron. The Mabul is Noach? Why the Mabul is called Noach? Mei Noach? Hashem says, Mei Noach will not happen again. Mabu will not happen again. Why it's called Meinoyach? Zog de Zoyar. Ashelo Bikesh Rachmim al Doiroi Venevdu Min Oilo. Zog de Bianca Galinsky. Noyach built a table for 120 years. People thought that he's Meshuggah. 120 years he built a table. Like Yoina, Ba'oi Shloishim, Yoin Veninveine, Hefeches. And Yoina felt stupid. Maisa Chazal said that he did it because of Klal Yisrael. But the Lashon Apostle Kepshuta, he said, well, I'll say Ba'oi Shloishim, Yoin Veninveine, Hefeches, and then you will do tshuva and I'll be like a fun. Chazal said, really, he didn't want that they will do tshuva, and Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, he was scared to Ma'ir Kitru in Klal Yisrael. Noach is yelling for 120 years. That was 120 years, not winter's man of 6 months. 120 years. The only 120 years of the Imam will do tshuva. Everyone thinks we should. Everyone thinks that he's not wrong. He's built a little box, he said all the animals will get in here. It's impossible. The Imam says even the elephants can't get in. It's, you know how much kinds of elephant they have? The big, you know, the big ones, the small ones, the Indian ones, the gray ones with the ears, whatever. The Ramban says all these animals can never go in. It's a nace. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, it's from the Chumash and the Shir, that it doesn't make sense. What was the point to build a table of 120 animals? One min of chickens, so the Ramban can't go in. Mora says, Yesh, mer ve'esrim mine ayo. It's one oif tome. And the Ramban says, it's pshat, one of the pshat, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ramban starts, Noach made a table. And everyone asked him, he said, you have to do tshuva. He didn't daven. Lechure, there was no reason to daven. Rishoyim. Not only that, we know the famous kasha, I'm not going to answer it today, but it's one of the famous kashas that the Lomdim asked, Avraham Avinu daven, im yesh chamishim. Im yesh arboim v'chamisho. Im yesh arboim, im yesh loishim, im yesh esim, im yesh esar. Why Avraham didn't ask that Hashem will save Sodom if it's 5? You know why? He asked for 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. Why didn't he ask for less? Rashi asked the Kasha, and he said he had a raya from Noach. It was Noach. 3 kids, 4 wives, 8 tzaddikim. 8 tzaddikim can't save the world. So Avraham even didn't ask. But was a Tviya and Noach he had to ask. But we see even if he would ask, Hashem would not help him. The Horaya Avraham Avinu said, I'm only asking for 10, because I know less than 10 I see from there, but it doesn't work. And Hashem says, Mei Noach Zoisli. There's a person who will come to the Shomayim, Zokta Bianca Galinsky, and they will tell him, Roitzeach. I said, Roitzeach. Sat and learned 10 days, hours a day, supported Torah, beautiful family, nice person. Maybe I stepped on an ant once. What I did? Hundreds of people you killed. So he thinks maybe I'll pon asponim, a kilo, shefech domim, it's a machlekes. No, we mean real. The open of Gemara and the Dorim call a mevaker as a choyle goyrim loy sheyichye. She'en a mevaker as a choyle goyrim loy sheyomus. So the Gemara, why? Because when he sees the choyle, he starts to daven. When you know someone is sick, it's one thing. But when you see his foot is crumpling off, you start really to daven. And you didn't go to visit. Choyle li yispalel ve lo yispalel. Mein noyach zoisli. Noach came to the Shomayim, he thought that he's the biggest tzaddik in the world. 120 years against the whole world, he's telling everyone to do tshuva. They tell him, why you didn't daven? A person sometimes thinks, I have koiches to daven. I can say a computer to heal him after davening to save some people, not against them. Eh, we're not up anyway. He runs down to the dining room. They'll tell him, Mei Noach Zoisli. Shehoyoloi li yispalel al bnei doiroi. Stav, the Balei HaTosfos brings down in our parsha, it's can I to know, I'm just saying it, that's Yediyas HaTeire, a Yalkut, that is a shape that is called Sheker. He wanted to come into the Teva. Again, this goes with a Hezbel, that not only physical things died, the whole thing crumpled. This is time, you know, what are the answers to the Apikosim? You know, these people that dig, and they find things from a million years ago, and from 10 million years ago, and they find these big animals, and small animals. And the question is, you know, science-wise, they think that they're right. Because I think they stand. One of the answers, two famous answers, time to know. One answer is that the world was created middle done. Hashem didn't create stones 1 year. He created stones a million years created. And you see these things that drip from the ceiling that takes thousands of years. Yeah, one of these. The world was created ready-made. Not the first lion was created 1 year old. Yeah? Was created trees 500 years old. Trees 10,000 years old. Bones. All, everything was created middle done. This is one answer. Another answer is, when the Mabul happened, the whole world was messed up. And everything became changed. So things, stones and rocks and things, Mamish got all to blunge together in a way that we see it like it's years. But anyway, so everything got. So the Shay that his name is Sheker, he wanted to walk in. Noach told him, Hashem said, Ish v'ishtoy. You have to marry someone. I can't take singles. There's like the middle, Shtesis brings it out here. He went and he found another shed that is called Pisre. Pisre is that everything that he has, he makes tragedies to happen and you lose all of your money. And the Sheker asked the Pisre, if you'll marry me and we could walk in together. This means not this medrash. So the Pisre asked the Sheker, you want to marry me? What are you giving me for the marriage? He said, every money that I make by Sheker, I'll give you. So every money that a person goes by Sheker, it goes to the Pisre. Some people you don't see, they lose it. They lose it very much. They go to a place they're not out to go, and they sit in Ganem after. They buy a ticket, and they see a man moving in the plane. All that is the Pisre. But any money that you get b'sheker, the Pisre gets it. As brought down in Chazal, in the end, that Noach goes out the Teve, and Noach plants a tree, and he eats and he drinks, and he becomes Sheker. Vayishmin ayayin vayishko. So Noach HaTzadik just walked out the Teve, and he drank and he became Sheker. So this is two vodim, it's a briske vod and a sfasemes vod. Both of them are beautiful. Everyone fits to him. The sfasemes says, Noach was used to drinking, let me say, five bottles of wine. Yeah? Five good bottles of wine. He didn't have that after the mabul, his yerida sadeiros. His head became small. He drank the same amount he was used to drinking before. But he didn't have that was a yerida sadeiros. People are living now 120 years. It's a whole, no more giants. The whole thing is different. It was a new prayer. So Mele, he got drunk. His mistake was not legoigel ayayin. His krov said, Ander Ezach. It says there was a nest. He planted. And that day, the tree grew. And that day, it already became wine. Right? Rashi says, Vayit, kshenichnas, hichnas imori, Zmoyrots. And on that day, everything happened. So he put a plant, 5 minutes was a tree, was grapes. So he thought that it's grape juice. He didn't have that the nest will happen, that in 2 minutes will become wine also. He saw, he put a tree, became a geffen. Say it, grapes, squeezed it. He didn't have that. The nest is, it became like a wine 500 years. The nest rushed anything. So he thought, grape juice, maybe tastes a bit like wine. Didn't have it, it's a tifa tifa wine that Hashem made it, the whole process is running quick. Then the parsha is mamshich. ויהי כל האורץ הפרחס ודבורים החודים וימצו ביקו בארץ שינו וישבו שם ויאמרו איש אל רעהו הבנו נלבו ללבנים וניסף על השריף ומתי להם הלבנו לאבן והחמר אוי להם לחמר ויאמרו הבנו לבנעיר ומגדול ורוישר בשמיים ונעש לנו שם בנופוץ על פני כל האורץ. They were building, דוירה הפלוגה were building a מגדול. ויהר השם לירוס ישראל וסם מגדול אשר בונו בני הודו. וימצו ביקו בארץ שינו. They found a valley and they built in the valley the biggest מגדול. So it was in Gemara Nishive, he was son of a Pirish, now he was Chayzer. He's a very chosher guy, he came off. When he was off, he told me a vault. Now Baruch Hashem, he came back, chosher, Tamid Chocher. He says, why they went to the valley to build a bridge? They wanted to reach the sky. Go to the top of the Alps, and from there it's easier to get to the sky. They went to the lowest place in the world, and from there they started to build. So it could be in the Maisa, it gets more, you know, balanced. He said there was such a picosi, they didn't even want to use the mountains of Hashem. They just wanted to go from the bottom to start themselves. I want to finish with a vote of the Biskarov, and I want you to really listen to this vote and live with this vote. It's a real Musa vote, but it's an Emerson vote. Vayikach Avrom v'nocho lehem noach. It says like this. ויקח אברום ונוחו להם נושים ויקח תרח אס אברום בנוי ואסלוית בן הורם בן בנוי ואסור אס קלוסו. תרח תוקר אברום אין לוית ואת סוראי וייצו מרכז למלכס ארץ וכנען ויבויו עד חורם. So look how it says. It's the end of the parsha. Vayikach terach es avrom bnoi es loit ben horen ve esorei kalosoi vayeitzu ito, zog Rashi, vayeitzu terach ve avrom im loit ve sorei. Zog besif se chachomim that beetzem what is vayeitzu ito? Avrom and Terach, they took Loit and Sorai outside with them. They took them out. So why it says Vayikach Terach es Avrom bnoi ves Loit ben Horon bnoi ves Sorai kalosai? It's mashma that Terach took the whole family. Then it says Vayetzu. The Sisrachom says Avrom was walking on his own. Says a gewaltig gewalt. I was told with a story from the Baruch Ber. They were running away from the Nazis. His father was an old man, not functioning anymore. But they put him on the wagon to run away from the Nazis. They took all of the money with them, hundreds of rubles. When they were passing, he told his father, you could keep the money in the pocket, you could watch it for us. they asked the Baruch Bar, what is it? Why your father has to be in charge of the money? He's an old man. He says, I'm giving my father to feel he's in charge. This is Kibbutz. Zog de Nachlas Dov, Nachlas Yanke. Avraham Avinu was leaving. He gave Terach to feel he's moving the family. And even Terach is a bad father. If you remember, Avraham broke all of his psalim. They already had it out. Terach gave him over Nimrod to kill him. After they made up somehow. And he gave his father the respect. I'm telling you, if you're young, and I want you to remember this. It's Hashem, you'll marry off your kids. You call your father the night before the engagement. Ah, you think I'm doing the right thing to marry off this kid to this person? Time doing this business deal, you think it's a good idea? If you have a father that can mix in and make problems, it's a different question. There's a kind of derech eretz to give him the feeling that he's running the show. That he's the one that is machlit. Vayikach Terach. Avraham gave Terach the feeling that he's the Vayetzus of the Pasuk. They went together, no. Avraham was not followed by Terach. Avraham did it himself. But to give your father the feeling, he's the one that decides. What do you think? You have to wait till you get older. I decided to finish my mitzvah. Now you think it's a good idea? I'll say, yeah. I think, you know, I'm not coming home in the middle of Zman. It's a good idea. I'll say yes. Want to stay to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? I'll say yes. But not forget, I decided, you know, I'm not from, yeah? Let the father to feel that he's a father. It's the most kibudav that a person could give to his father. But I heard this vote when I was your age. I believe that it's true. Today I know that it's true. The most kibudav is to give the father to feel that he's a father. The Gemara says in Emunah of the Gemara Kiddushin, Yesh ma'avidoi barechayim, v'zeich le'gan Eden. Father, we don't have money, come, we'll work together. There's a father, a guy tells his father, eat, no, finish, come. You plumb him the first class in the plane, and Malchim Gehenna. Baruch Ber gave his father, you hold on to the money, when we need it, we'll take it. The money's by the father. He gives out the money. Chashimus. Chops. Have that sort of real stuff.